to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 93. I've got Henry here with me.
Hello.
How's it going, Henry?
Good. We also have no one with us.
Yeah, according to Henry, this is the first podcast we've ever done with just me and Henry.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is.
Pretty. I know we've done one with you and Mom before.
Yeah, we have.
This is the only one with just you?
Yeah.
William is sitting just over there. I'm pointing toward behind me.
Doing his homework.
And he may join us afterwards for Treat Yourself. But for now, it's just me and Henry. So, we just got back from spring break, back to school. We should probably talk a little bit about our vacation. We've been talking about leading up to the vacation. Now we've been on the vacation. We're home. Do you have any thoughts, Henry?
I don't think we should talk a little bit. We should talk a lot about it.
Talk a lot about it. I'll probably spread it out over a few podcasts because I kind of want to hear different people in the family's thoughts on vacation. But starting out, so Sunday we got on a plane and then we got on another plane and then we got on another plane Monday morning and finally we got to Portugal. We were on a plane a long, long time, don't you think?
Yeah.
Long, long time on airplanes. In fact, by the time we got there, I was like kind of tired of being on an airplane. How about you?
Yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure after the last plane, I tried to run to catch up with you, but I couldn't run because I'd been sitting for so long.
Yeah. Like to get on the last plane at the airport in France? Is that what you mean? Or after you got off the last plane?
After I got off the last plane.
When we got to Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we got to Portugal, and it was like around noon Portugal time, but we've been traveling like all day and night and morning.
I was able to sleep on the plane, by
the way. You're lucky. I didn't really sleep at all on the plane. So I was really tired, but oh well. I mean, at one point I was kind of feeling like, oh, this is so exhausting. This is so much travel. But then I just kept reminding myself that it'll be worth it.
It was so exhausting just sitting around.
Yeah, well, you know, it's surprisingly exhausting doing nothing. Doing nothing all day and sitting on a plane, for me, is one of the most tiring things I can do.
Actually, I didn't just do nothing. I did about three things. Ate, because there was food provided, slept, and watched Spider-Man Homecoming for the second time.
Yeah. Yeah, they had movies, so that each seat had like a little TV screen, and you could pick which movie you wanted to watch. And is that what you watched, was Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yeah, I rewatched it.
Yeah, I watched different things. On the way home, I watched, they had like three or four Japanese movies, and I don't get a lot of chances to watch Japanese movies, so that was kind of fun to watch Japanese movies on the way home.
William is making scared faces.
Well, William just needs to do his homework. So we get to Portugal. What was your, give me some thoughts about Portugal. Was there anything you enjoyed doing?
Okay. Let me just describe Portugal in one word, tiles.
Yeah, there were tiles everywhere. All the buildings, the two things that kind of stood out to me about Lisbon, which is the capital of Portugal, that's where our apartment was that we stayed in. One was that there were these old buildings that were covered in tiles, like these colorful tiles, and that was really cool. And then on the streets had all of these paving stones. Like the streets and the plazas and the sidewalks are all made of these paving stones that were really cool because sometimes they made cool pictures and patterns.
Those were
kind of awesome. I thought those were really cool.
Anyways, if you had to describe Portugal in one word, what would it be?
Awesome, probably.
I mean, like something about, not just awesome.
I thought it was friendly. Like all the people we met were super friendly. I liked that. And they were all like really nice and friendly. Most people spoke English, but even if they didn't speak English, they were friendly.
Yeah. Although there were some people at I think it was two different bakeries that would just like stare at us when we came in.
Were there any bakeries in Portugal?
No, just about like a million.
Yeah. It seems like they were like every street had like two or three bakeries, right?
Yeah.
And we kept walking past them. I go, oh, there's another bakery. There's a bakery.
I started a game really where we'd get points for every single bakery you called out.
Yeah, and the bread was really good, huh?
Yeah.
Really tasty.
If you ever go there, definitely try the pastel de nata, which means cream pastel. It's like this egg tart that's extremely good and creamy, and you should try it.
Yeah, if you have more than one, they're called pastiche de nata. And it's like these little cream tarts. And it's kind of what Portugal is famous for. So it's like these little cream tarts, and the crust is like really flaky.
Yeah, it is amazing. Also, if you ever go to Portugal or France, try the chocolate croissants.
Yeah, the croissants that we had in Portugal were good. And then when we stayed, we just stayed overnight in France on our way home. And we got in pretty late at night, and then we took a taxi into the see the Eiffel Tower, and it was snowing, and there was snow on the ground, and we went to a cafe, and we ate but the next morning at our hotel, so we had a hotel by the airport, we just basically saw the Eiffel Tower, we ate in a cafe, we walked around a little bit, we ate a crepe, then we took a taxi back to the hotel. That was pretty much it. We didn't see a whole lot of France. But the next morning, there was like this, in the hotel, there was this good French breakfast, and they had pretty awesome croissants.
Okay, if I were to describe Portugal and everything about just in one word, then how it looks would be tiles, what's there would be bakery, and how it is would be friendly.
And we also saw a few castles. How many castles did we end up seeing?
Six.
There was one in Lisbon. There were like four in Sintra that we went to. I know we went to. So we went to the Pina Palace. We went to the Moorish Castle. That was that's two.
We went to the
Quinta de Jagaleira.
And then I think that was all in Sintra.
And then there was the Sintra Palace. So that was four. I mean, we didn't go in that one, but we walked past it. And then there were a couple of others that we could have gone to, but we didn't. So that was like, we visited three there. So we visited the Lisbon Castle, and then the other three in Sintra, and then we visited one in
what's it called? The one chocolate festival?
Abidush is the name of that town.
Also, I thought
and they had a really
one.
Cool castle.
I thought we did six.
I don't know. And then there was like big cathedral in Évora, and there were like palaces there, but we didn't really visit any castles in Évora. Mm. The chocolate festival was fun.
Yeah, I got to eat chocolate.
Yeah, and what I liked, so Abidush was this town, and we took a bus to get there, so it took us about an hour on the bus from Lisbon to get there. But then when you get there, it was really cool because you go up this little hill, and then you go through this gate, and suddenly you're in this like old town, like this old medieval town that's been there for like hundreds of years, and you can climb up the stairs, and suddenly like the town's got this wall around it that looks like a castle wall.
It does. And it kind of is a castle wall.
And you can walk along the top of the castle wall. It's really cool. So you and me and William like walked around about half of the castle wall. We didn't do the other half, but it was really cool. And then you can see down into the town. And the chocolate festival was going on. So one part of the town, the part that was beyond the castle, had like a lot of chocolate related stuff, like people selling chocolate and chocolate treats and big life-sized or like bigger than life-sized chocolate bunny and I don't know, all kinds of weird stuff, and like big chocolate sculptures. So there was like a Statue of Liberty made out of chocolate, and there was a Eiffel Tower made out of chocolate, and there was like this big panda bear made out of chocolate. So these chocolate sculptures, and that was fun, and I thought that town was really fun. I don't know, everything we saw I thought was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I feel like everything in Portugal can't be really compared because every single town in Portugal is amazing.
Yeah, and it's really pretty. There's orange trees everywhere, so it'll be like a tree that has oranges in it. And that, I don't know, that just looks cool to see orange trees everywhere.
There's pretty rainy and windy weather while we were there, although that's not really normal for Portugal.
Yeah, it was unusually rainy. We got rained on really hard a couple of times. And then we got rained on just a little bit another time. But we got kind of lucky, actually. I was worried it was going to rain every single day. And it didn't rain every day. There were some days that were sunny. So that was nice. They have really good orange juice. So
yes.
Along with the orange trees, they have super good orange juice. And when you order orange juice, it's like this fresh squeezed orange juice. And then the other thing is, when you order hot chocolate,
often it's like this thick chocolate.
Yeah, there's kind of two kinds. There's kind of like the regular kind we're used to, but then there's a kind that's like super thick. It's like
melted chocolate and then put it in a cup.
Yeah, like melted chocolate and put it in like heavy cream. So like when you dip your spoon in it, it comes out and it's just coated on the spoon. It just feels all thick, but it's super tasty.
I don't know which one I like more.
Yeah. And Lisbon, like the city of Lisbon, I thought was really cool because it's like got all these beautiful old buildings.
But then it's also like colorful.
And everything's kind of up on a hill above the main downtown. And everything's super colorful. And you'll like be walking down a street and suddenly there'll be this big plaza. And the plaza has a big monument in the middle of it and it has cool like patterns on the tile, on the stones on the street. It's just really cool.
Yeah, and we say walking because it's a really good place for walking. You basically never take a taxi there.
We did a lot of walking. And I was actually super proud of you because you kept up with us and did not complain the whole time.
Okay, the only time when my legs get sore is usually when I'm running or when I'm standing for a really long time.
Yeah, but you did a good job of just walking with us. And we probably walked, I bet there were some days we walked like 10 miles.
Yeah, it's like...
Seriously. We did a lot of walking.
Everyone else was like, oh, my legs are dying. And I was like, eh, they hurt a bit.
I like walking, though. I really like walking a lot. And we took a lot of trains and subways and buses and what else? We took something called a funicular, which looks like a trolley, but it just goes up and down. And it was kind of cool because like the trolley car part of it was like slanted. But then you get on it and it's flat because the hill is slanted. So it just kind of, the slanted part moves up and down the hill. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Before we went to the Moroccan restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I thought it was very family friendly. Like everyone was super friendly to us. No one seemed to mind that we had like a big family. In fact, we go into like a little restaurant and they would like make room for us. They'd like tell people to move over to another table so we had room for us. I thought that
yeah,
was
like
kind of
brunch
cool.
place.
Yeah, or at the brunch place or at the place where we had the sandwiches, the Bifana sandwiches. The guy did that too. And it just seemed like everybody was really friendly and no one... Because like even sometimes like here in the United States, like sometimes you'll go into a restaurant and people kind of look at you like, well, why'd you bring all your kids here?
Yeah.
You know? Like there I didn't feel like it was that way at all. People were just really friendly.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I bet the best place for Olympic speedwalkers to train is Portugal.
Yeah, probably. Because there's lots of places to walk and lots of things to do. Yeah, so that was Portugal. If you ever... or looking for like an interesting place to go that's kind of unusual, but it's pretty nice place for families. I think I would definitely recommend Portugal. What do you think? Would you recommend it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'd also recommend France because that's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sure France is too. France was a different vibe. We weren't really long enough for me to judge it, but it was definitely a different vibe in Paris than it was in Lisbon.
It's like you removed all the tiles from Lisbon, and then you made a bunch of room for a giant A-shaped tower.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all we saw because we were super tired by that point, and it was cold, so we just went back to the hotel. Mm. But at least we can say we've seen the Eiffel Tower. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it sparkles at night.
Yeah. And then we came home, and have you adjusted yet? Did you have a little bit of jet lag when you first got home?
A little bit.
A little bit. I noticed, like, when I woke up the first couple of days, I woke up super awake. Like, it felt like it's totally time to get up. But then by the end of the day, I was, like, really tired. Did you notice any of that?
Yeah.
Because we were used to Portugal time, which is, like, 4 or 5 hours ahead of us. And so when you go to bed at, like, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock at night, it feels like it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So... But I think I'm mostly adjusted now. I think by the time this weekend's over, I'll be completely adjusted. It's also a little weird because the time change happened like the day we left. So it stays light a lot longer than it did before. So that's something. You know, yesterday, I think, was the first day of spring. So it is now spring. And... pretty soon it's going to be summer. Are you looking forward to summer vacation?
Yes. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to about summer vacation?
Relaxing and being extremely bored.
Just being able to do what you want to do.
And our 2 family reunions in Utah.
Yeah, we're going to go to family reunions this summer. That'll be fun.
Oh, by the way, one thing about Portugal, I was talking with my friend about spring break, and apparently he went to Spain, so... turns out Spain and Portugal are very much the same. Like,
oh, yeah?
It looks like they have huge cities, but really they're super cramped together.
It seems like a lot of your friends also went on cool vacations, which is cool. And it's kind of fun to be able to compare your vacations with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what else I'm looking forward to? Sometimes we talk about movies we're looking forward to. Tomorrow, so we're recording this on the 23rd? 22nd. It's 22nd today. Tomorrow, the movie Isle of Dogs comes out. Have you heard about that movie?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's Wes Anderson's the director, and he also did... This is a stop motion animation movie. He also did a stop motion animation movie called The Fantastic Mr. Fox. Have you seen that one?
I might have, but I've heard about it.
Oh, you should see that one. It's really good. But Isle of Dogs looks really cool. Looks really fun. And I'm excited to see it. I think we should go sometime soon.
We should bring Maisie so that she'll like bark in the middle of, or like every 5 seconds so that people will get mad at us. It's a good way to get kicked out of theater. At first I thought that Maisie was actually barking.
Speaking of Maisie, when we were in Lisbon, we got a phone call. Our mom got a phone call, and she answered the phone, and this old guy was like, "Do you have a little dog? Do you have a little Boston Terrier?" And she was like, yeah. It was like right after we got to Lisbon, and he's like, "Well, I have your dog. Why don't you come get it?" And she was like, "Well, no, we can't because we're in Portugal right now." And he was like, "Oh." And she said, "Well, you know, we're supposed to have a dog sitter." I guess what happened was when the dog sitter, Elizabeth's friend, was over, she opened the door and Maisie ran out and she chased after her, but she wasn't able to catch her. So she like ran away, which Maisie will do sometimes.
Apparently some people saw missing dog posters with her on it, but I'm not sure if that was actually her.
Oh, crazy. But anyway, some man found our dog and called because on her collar, it's got Allison's mom's phone number on it. So he called. And we got it all worked out. You know, he brought the dog over to the house. And at that point, we had the dog sitter came over and got the dog. And after that, it was okay. But you got to be really careful because she will bolt. So she's fine now. She's somewhere around here. I think she's on the couch chilling. But that's our Maisie update. Yeah, the Isle of Dogs, I'm really excited about. I think it looks really fun. I don't know that much about what it's about, but it has to do with like dogs in Japan and dogs in America. I think it's like an island of dogs in Japan.
Sent dogs to an island.
Yeah. Well, there actually is like a cat island in Japan. Have you heard about this? And there's a rabbit island. There's like an island that has like thousands of cats just wandering the island.
Are they friendly?
And there's another one that's like a rabbit island. I think they're pretty friendly. I don't know, but it's like crazy because they're like all these cats like everywhere. And there's another one that has a whole bunch of rabbits on it, which that doesn't seem that different from our neighborhood. But anyway,
you should go fishing there.
Yeah.
So that the cats will basically like try and grab the... I mean, they're smart enough, they'd try to grab the fishing hook so that they could like go fish.
I'm excited about it. Maybe we'll go watch the movie and on our next podcast we can talk about how it was. Or at least the next time you're on it. Let's do some news.
Now your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
Okay, let's start with this one. We talked about on the podcast a few weeks ago the SpaceX rocket. What was that rocket called? What was it? It was Heavy something. I should know this.
Oh, is it the one that travels super fast and is going to go to the moon, or was it Mars?
Heavy Falcon. Heavy Falcon or Falcon Heavy? Falcon Heavy. The Space X Falcon Heavy rocket, which is like the biggest private rocket ever launched. Well, a Kansas farmer... So it launched, and it launched like a Tesla up into space, and now there's like a Tesla orbiting the Earth, and it's going to go to Mars. A Kansas farmer and self-proclaimed cow artist used 300 of his animals to say hi to the Tesla-toting SpaceX rocket. Derek Klingenberg, a cattle farmer who previously went viral for videos showing him playing trombone for the cows and using his feed truck to herd the cows into different cow art images, posted a video on YouTube showing him herding the animals to spell out the word hi. My cows and I are super pumped about SpaceX shooting a Tesla into outer space, Klingenberg said in the video. We decided we wanted to do our own space amazingness, farmer style. Klingenberg says he will try to get the satellite to take a picture of it to prove that the SpaceX rocket could see the message from space. The farmer said he receives daily satellite images of his farm from Farmer's Edge, a company that uses Planet Labs satellites. So he estimated the time of the next photo and attempted to coordinate it with his feed truck stunt. Klingenberg said the photo was snapped at 10:35 a.m. when the cows were beginning to wander, but the message was still legible. I've been waiting for good weather, Klingenberg said in the clip. The problem was the green grass was coming up in the brome area. They ate the silage, the feed, then went to the green grass. So I'll post a picture of this to our Instagram page, but it's like these cows are in a field and spelling out hi, like the way the cows are lined up.
Can I see it?
Let me see if I can find it for you. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about your story while I look up?
Okay, this is about something very deep and political to our society. A 9-year-old boy claps 1,080 times in 1 minute for a Guinness World Record.
Way to go, boy.
I feel like that audience should be clapping just a little bit faster. A Florida 9-year-old applied his way into the Guinness World Records by clapping his hands 1,080 times in 1 minute. Guinness World Records said Seven Wade, that's his name, 9, became interested in the hand-clapping record after seeing the previous record holder, Eli Bishop, on record-keeping organizations.
Here's the picture of the cows. Sorry to interrupt. Oh. You see the picture? So the cows are all lined up.
That's
and
cool.
Say hi. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Keep telling us about the boy who broke the world record for clapping.
Guinness World Records said Seven Wade, 9, became interested in the hand-clapping record after seeing the previous record holder, Eli Bishop, on record-keeping organization's YouTube channel. Wade said he studied the former record holder's technique until he was able to best his record of 1,020 claps in 1 minute. Seven said they wanted to break the world record and began bursting into random clapping episodes every chance he could to make his point, said Wade's father, Chicago Wade. Eventually, we told him that if he really wanted us to take him seriously about making an official world record attempt, he would have to prove it by setting up a daily practice schedule where he would speed clap in longer intervals than his usual 15 to 20 seconds. Chicago Wade said that his son started practicing regimen that saw him setting time aside for clapping several times a day.
Do you want to see the video?
Ooh.
And see what it sounds like? I've got the video all queued up. Here we go. This is the most claps in 1 minute from the Guinness Book of World Records YouTube page.
Hello, my name is Seven Wade. I'm going to try to break the record of speed clapping.
It's getting all warmed up.
Let's set it and go.
So he's like got this weird way of clapping where it's like not just clapping the normal way we normally do, but he kind of like slaps his hands together. Like his wrists and his hands. So I guess you get a lot of claps that way. I don't know. There he is. I mean, he's got the world record. Can't doubt him. He's going. He's keep going. He's got 20 seconds left. I wonder how they keep track of the claps. They must have like an electronic sensor or something. Going, he's only got 10 seconds left. He looks like he's getting tired.
He did it really quickly at the end.
Most claps in a minute. You got 1,080 claps. Seven Wade from Miami, Florida.
I tried to do that right now.
Yeah, it's kind of like... I can't really do it because my hands are too dry. I don't know. I don't know how he does that.
You have
it's
to
weird.
Curve your hands and then, like, put them up and down right next to each other to create friction and make yourself clap.
Yeah. So, new world record holder. Very important news story. Glad there are new. Glad that our audience knows about that now. One more story. Slovenia, the country of Slovenia. Do you know where Slovenia is?
No.
It is in Eastern Europe. It has a new monument in their city. In their country, I guess. I don't know. The capital of, I cannot pronounce this, Jublandia.
I bet I could try.
Jublania. It's really hard to say because it's L-J. L-J-U-B-L-J-A-N-A. Ljubljana. I cannot pronounce that. Anyway, in their capital city, the capital of Slovenia, they have a new monument. You know what a roundabout is? They have a lot of these in Europe. Sometimes you see them in this country, but it's like in the middle of the road, they'll have like a round thing and the traffic all goes around it. So instead of having an intersection, you just have this thing that you go around. So they have this roundabout and they decided they were going to put a monument in it. And they took suggestions for what they would have the monument be. Guess what the suggestions were?
A blockchain.
It was a monument dedicated to blockchain. So it's got like the Bitcoin symbol on it.
Oh, is that like Bitcoin?
Yeah, like Bitcoin is based on blockchain. So blockchain technology has to do with like encryption by a whole bunch of computers working together. And it's like a security thing. And then like they have something called cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, that's based on blockchain.
Yeah,
so
you see,
it's the world's first monument to blockchain.
You know, every time you invest in Bitcoin, you use 1% of your soul.
Yeah, it says the first monument to blockchain technology that underpins the cryptocurrencies took center stage on Tuesday in a roundabout in Slovenia, authorities in the country's fourth largest city said. Weighing 3 tons and with a diameter of about 7 meters, the circular metal sculpture was unveiled next to the courthouse in Kranj. I guess it's the city of Kranj, which is a lot easier to pronounce than the capital. The design, featuring the B symbol crossed by 2 vertical lines that represents both blockchain and the Bitcoin currency, was chosen by popular demand. We asked citizens on our Facebook page to decide what to place in the new roundabout, and this was one of the first ideas we received. Kranj has lots of companies dealing with high technology, Mayor Bastian Triller told Reuters.
I wonder if that suggestion was originally a joke.
I don't know, but they went with it, and now they have the world's first Bitcoin monument. Do you know much about Bitcoin?
Is Bitcoin just
like a punchline for you?
I mean, it's kind of a joke for a lot of people. It's basically like this cryptocurrency that's now worth like millions of dollars.
It's worth a ton of money. Like if you would have got in it a couple years ago, you would be worth a lot of money, but I don't know really much about it other than that. I mean, you can use it for like very private transactions because it's not really owned by, like it's not regulated by any country and it's not owned by any banks. So you can do what you want with it in private. And it's also like really secure, high tech. That's about all I know. I've said everything I know about it, I think. And I know it also requires a whole bunch of computer power to generate Bitcoin. But anyway, the first Bitcoin monument. Kind of a weird thing to do a monument about, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, there was one other thing I wanted to share with you. I was watching a TV show that I like to watch. Can't really recommend it for kids because it's not really appropriate for kids, but it's a show called Atlanta that just came on for its second season. And in the second season, first episode...
Do they invest in Bitcoin?
They do not invest in Bitcoin, but there is a mention of something we talk about on the podcast all the time, and that is Florida Man. They talk about Florida Man. Let me find the clip real fast. All right, here's the part.
How's your parents?
Good. They're driving to Florida right now to visit my uncle who's dying.
Florida. Just make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
What's Florida, man?
Gives him side eye.
Florida man is responsible for a large percentage of abnormal incidents that occur in Florida. Think of him as a alt-right Johnny Appleseed. No one knows his true identity, date of birth, what he looks like. That's why headlines always say Florida man. Florida man shoots unarmed black teenager. Florida man bursts into ex's delivery room and fights new boyfriend as she's giving birth. Florida man steals a car. Goes to Checkers. Florida man beats a flamingo to death. Florida man found eating another man's face.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait,
no. Yes, it's true.
Found eating another man's face? Is that real?
So the character in the show thinks that Florida man is a conspiracy. It's all the same guy, and he's part of a big conspiracy. I don't know if that part's true. It sounds like something you might see in a headline, though.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Kills man because funny. He eats his macaroni and cheese.
Yes. Yep. Beats a flamingo to death with his fists. Florida man. I thought that was kind of funny. All right. Let's do... How long have we been doing this? Okay. Let's do some... Let's do some either, not either or. Let's do some would you rather. Let me pull up the would you rather app. So would you rather is kind of like either or, and it's kind of like a hypothetical. It's like a hypothetical either or. So what I just said was only, oh yeah, either or. All right, let me find a good one because some of these on the app are not that great. Have we done this one before? I can't remember. Would you rather be the richest person in the world or have any superpower of your choice?
I don't know if we've done this one, but I'd say any superpower of my choice. Cloning. Clone money. There.
Be the ability to clone money. It would take a long time to clone that much money, though.
No. Wait, it's like copying... and paste. You get $1, you clone it, you put them together, you clone that, you put those together, you've cloned that, and you just keep on going.
It'd still take a long time to be like, to have billions and billions of dollars.
Okay, it'd go like this. 1, 4, 16, 64, and then just keep on, wait. Oh, wait.
77% of the people agreed with you and said they would rather have the superpower of their choice.
Cloning money.
And the rest of the people said being the richest man in the world. Being the richest man in the world is almost like having your own superpower, though.
Yep, but if you had your own superpower, it'd be cloning. Then you could clone yourself, you could clone money, and you could clone sandwiches.
Next one. Would you rather have the ability to travel to any fictional place or have the ability to learn any skill by observing it?
Learn any skill by observing it.
Traveling to any fictional place would be interesting. So like you could travel to...
Yeah, but you'd have to be really careful.
I know, you really would. But you could travel to like, I don't know, the Cloud City in Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Or you could go to like the casino fan and get and you could visit killed. It. Or yeah, you could go to the Death Star,
yeah.
Or the woods in Harry Potter, or Voldemort's lair.
Go visit Hogwarts.
Nice job.
Go visit Hogwarts. And watch the Quidditch match.
Oh boy, Hogwarts, the safest place on Earth, safer than Gringotts. Gringotts got invaded once. Hogwarts got invaded a million
it's
times.
It's the safest place on Earth, but for some reason, every year, Harry almost gets killed.
Yeah, and then Gringotts gets invaded once.
Yep. So which one? Or would you rather have the ability to learn any skill by observing? I think that would be pretty cool. Because all you'd have to do is like watch someone who's really good at playing basketball or dancing or
that
whatever.
Would,
and suddenly
that
you
would
can
be
do
a
it.
Superpower.
Or like watching someone do martial arts and suddenly, woo, I know kung fu.
Or like you could, if you had like a mimic power, like if someone's trying to fight you, then you can mimic them.
Yeah, you could just learn stuff super fast. I think that's what I would want. I would want the ability to learn any skill by observing it.
Like,
traveling to a fictional place would be fun for a while, but it's also, like you say, it's dangerous. And I don't know, maybe to wear off after a while. 73% said have the ability to learn any skill by observing it, and only 27% said have the ability to travel to any fictional place. I think we've done this one before. I feel like we've done this one before. It says, would you rather never have to eat again or never have to sleep again?
I don't think we have done this one, but I think never have to sleep again because I still want to eat.
I like eating, so I'm not going to choose that one. I would like to never have to sleep again. Think about everything you could get done if you didn't have to sleep. I assume that also means you'd never be tired. So you could do whatever you want all day long and all night long. But never having to sleep to eat again, that's no fun because I like to eat.
I know.
Eating's like one of my favorite things.
Then again, you wouldn't have to, but you still could.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's see if I can find another good one. Oh, yeah. Most people did pick never have to sleep again. This is a funny one. Would you rather have toes for fingers or fingers for toes?
Wait, I think fingers for toes because then I'd be like a monkey. I'd have opposable thumbs on my toes.
What I don't get about this one, and maybe either it's not worded right or I'm just not understanding it, is I guess it's just either or. Like, either you have fingers on your hands and your toes, or you have toes on your feet and your hands, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you flip-flop, because then it's not a different question.
Yeah.
So either you have fingers as toes, or you have...
I think...
toes on your fingers.
I think fingers on my toes, because then I'd be able to grab stuff with my feet.
I think so, too. And your hands, your fingers on your hands are really useful, so you don't want to give those up. But you would have to have some really crazy shoes, huh?
Yeah, maybe like... yeah.
And imagine if you wore sandals, everyone would stare at you. Oh, yeah, you could play a duet with yourself on the piano. That would be crazy. You have like a piano keyboard on the ground and a piano and a regular piano, and you can play.
That
would
take a lot of skill.
Yeah, you would have to practice a lot. But it would be awesome if you could do it.
Okay, there's some people who can actually play piano with their feet.
So we're going to vote for fingers for toes. And 73% agreed with us. Only 27% said have toes for fingers.
A lot of people agree with me.
Let's do just like one more. Just looking for a good
one. I bet the next people are going to agree with me.
I know we've done that one before. Here's a hard one. This one, now think about this one a little bit before you answer. Would you rather always say everything on your mind or never speak again? This is choosing between two bad things.
Never speak again. You know, just never speak again.
It would be really bad if you always said everything on your mind.
At least people won't be mad at me.
I think that's important, not to say everything that's always on your mind, because sometimes you just have crazy thoughts.
Writing, right? Texting, using an automated voice.
You got to filter stuff. You can't say everything that's just on your mind, because sometimes you have crazy thoughts and like...
and offensive things.
And offensive things. Like, everybody has offensive thoughts. You just have to not say them to other people, right? You have to learn not to do that. So, but never speaking again, that would not be good either.
Would I rather be a toddler or a mute?
Exactly. But never speaking again would be really hard, too. I guess you can write.
Writing, or you texting, can use like a automated voice.
You can use like a phone app where you put in the words and it speaks for you. But saying everything that's on your mind is probably worse, right?
Yes.
Because that you get into so much trouble.
I bet a lot of people agree with me.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
What?
Most people did not agree with us. Most people said, always say everything on your mind. 71% said, always say everything on your mind.
Why?
Only 29% said, never speak again. I don't know. Maybe some people trust their thoughts a little more. Maybe they think, oh, I don't care. I just think that's really dangerous, though. You would get into so much trouble so quickly.
Like, oh, I probably shouldn't say this or I'll... everyone will be mad at me. Oh, whoops, I just said it.
Exactly. Well, we've only got one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
hypothetical.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. All right, right before the podcast, I went to the store. I looked for something for treat yourself. I found something for treat yourself. And I'm going to go get it right now. So stay right where you are.
Wait. Okay. Do, do, do. Complimentary song. Complimentary song. Complimentary song. Ba-doo. Ba-doo, ba-doo.
William is joining us for song. Treat Yourself. I will turn on his mic now.
Hello.
Guess what it is almost.
It is almost Easter.
It is almost Easter. And Easter
it's has a lot of Easter good candy. Weather.
Name one of the most famous Easter candies.
Cadbury eggs.
Oh, wait, wait.
Dang it.
I mean, it is, but that's not the one that I have right here.
Starburst jelly beans.
Normal jelly beans. Eggs. Candy eggs.
Dad, these are all... What the
chocolate.
Heck? Dad, this is...
You haven't guessed it yet. It's a big one.
A Cadbury cream eggs?
Oh, wait, wait, wait. I got this. A leaf blower.
What the heck, Dad?
A leaf blower?
Why is it not leaf blower?
All right, it's something they mostly sell around Easter time.
I don't... Don't tell
not
us,
Peeps.
But I don't know what else there could
Peeps
be.
Peeps leaf blowers.
Oh, Peeps. Dang it. Peeps.
Yeah, Peeps leaf blowers.
Dang it.
So wait.
Why do you say leaf blowers? It's Peeps.
Because there's some leaf blower flavored Peeps.
I don't know what you're
Real?
Talking about with leaf blower. We Dang have it. Peeps, but we have special flavors of Peeps that I've never seen before.
Okay, but Cadbury is equal.
We have three kinds. We have pancake and syrup Peeps. We have fruit punch Peeps. And we have sour watermelon Peeps. Crazy flavors of Peeps are the
Great
treat
job.
Yourself today.
I have a prediction. These will all taste like slightly different variations of pure sugar.
Of pure sugar, because Peeps are basically pure sugar.
I mean, they're good, but yeah.
Basically, yeah. I'm going to take a picture of these things so I can post it on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Here we go.
You know, coming from a Treat Yourself specialist, I don't think this could be, like, crazy bad. I think it could either be mediocre or really good.
Here's my prediction. The pancakes and syrup will be good, and will only kind of taste slightly syrupy, or like maple syrup. The fruit punch will be okay, and the watermelon, I don't know about that one. That one's kind of crazy.
I think they could do really well or really poorly.
So the pancake.
I like Peeps. A lot of people don't like them. I like them.
I like them so good.
I'm a fan.
Actually, I don't think I've had them microwaved.
I'm trying not to eat a lot of candy right now, but there is a Treat Yourself exception because I'm not eating the candy. I'm just tasting the candy.
After this podcast, I'm going to choose my favorite Peep and then put it in the microwave. And then once microwaved, I'm going to eat it because I've never had a microwave. I've never had like a heated up Peep.
These smell good. I just opened the pancakes and syrup ones.
Okay, I won't smell it.
They smell good.
I mean, my tastes are kind of constantly changing. But right now.
They smell syrupy.
Right now, I'll have really sugary stuff. I'm in the mood for it. But there's only like so much of it that I can have.
I'm going to give each of us a pancakes and syrup Peeps. And then I'm going to mute the mic so that we don't chew into the mic. And then we'll come back. And let you know what we thought.
Thank you.
Peeps pro tip. If you ever go camping, they actually taste really good to like roast like a marshmallow because the sugar kind of melts
one up
around
and
them.
Eaten it. I need to warm
the sugar kind of
right
melts
now.
Around them so they become kind of crunchy.
Yeah,
and
I've
the
heard
inside
people do
that. Gets all soft. All right, what did we think of pancake and syrup Peeps?
I think
that is really good.
Yeah, it's really good. Oh, you're kind of right.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
It was delicious. They smell a lot like syrup, like maple syrup, but they only taste a little bit like maple syrup.
They could
Your
be flavored,
picture
but,
is right.
They could
but
be
they're
flavored.
Really good. I like them.
They could probably be flavored like maple and brown sugar, although pancakes is probably better marketing.
Which one do you want to try next? Sour watermelon or fruit punch?
Fruit punch.
Okay.
Okay, that way you can get in a... I don't know, fruit vibe? I don't know. We need to work our way up to the watermelon.
I think this might be like okay. Or maybe it's either going to be delicious or meh.
We will see here in just a minute. Okay, they smell pretty good. They smell like, I mean, basically we're talking about Hawaiian punch flavor here.
They're good. They're just like the normal fruit punch flavor.
They're like good.
When I first tasted them, I thought they were good.
When I first tasted them, I thought they were kind of
And then
bad.
I thought they were okay. And then like they've got a... I don't like the aftertaste, so I am actually going to call these...
Meh. M-E-H. Meh.
I thought they were kind of meh.
Actually, it was like the reverse view. I thought they were like meh and then okay and then delicious. So, delicioso.
This is...
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
This is standard candy. This is candy that you can snack on and be like, this is good candy. That's delicious, definitely.
Now, it's a very artificial flavor for me, but you agree with your brother that it's delicioso. I think it's meh.
Yeah, I like the fruit punch flavor.
All right, we got one left. That is sour watermelon.
Okay, my opinion on this is it's going to be really good.
You think it's going to be really good? I'm not a huge fan of sour flavors, so I got a little bit of a bias against it to begin with.
I feel like watermelon flavor can be good and can be bad. So,
but I think this is going to be good. They could definitely pull it off.
I think I definitely like watermelon in general, but I don't know about sour watermelon. What's with sour watermelon anyway? It's not like you ever eat sour watermelon and go, that's some sour watermelon.
The thing about these flavors is you have to just think of them as your own flavor. Like, you can't try to think of them. You can't try to compare them to other candies just because they're not that.
You can't compare them to anything that actually exists in nature.
Something I noticed is even like certain flavors that we have actually taste different in different countries.
They're bright green. And they definitely, they smell like that candy watermelon flavor. When I was a kid, there used to be these, I'm not sure if they still have them, but it was like these little watermelon kind of jawbreaker-like things that were the shape of a watermelon, but they were little and they were green on the outside. And the more you sucked on it, they were red on the inside. Mm. That's what the smell reminds me of.
Yeah, I really like Sour
Or like
Patch
watermelon Jolly so Ranchers. Good.
Yeah. I really like small amounts of watermelon Sour Patch smell Kids, it? So...
They smell like watermelon Sour Patch Kids.
I think I like this.
Watermelon Jolly Ranchers is what they smell like. Oh, so like they're green. They're like bright green on the outside, and then they're kind of pink on the inside.
I love
like.
When companies do that.
I know. I do like that. All right. I'm going to mute mics.
That's good. That's really good.
Okay. At first, I thought like it does taste kind of like the Sour Patch Kids.
They're actually a little
flavored.
Bit sour, huh?
Yeah. Also, with these... With these, at first I thought they were delicious, but then it kind of went down to an okay.
I like that. These are all...
William, you found every single one of them delicious?
Yes, because they're all just...
Yum, 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 yum! Delicioso!
They're all just good candies. Like, they're not like weird spin-off variations of candies. They're all just really good candies.
Like they good. Except with chips. Except
I agree
candies.
With Henry. I think that these are just... Oklahoma, okay. I thought they were just okay.
Okay. I think they're all good.
I thought the best ones by far were the pancakes and syrup ones.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to try putting that in a microwave and then trying to eat it. Because
the other two just
I have not had a microwave
aftertaste, aftertasty to me, like, and yeah. Kind of artificial flavoring.
I mean, sometimes I like a lot of sugar and sometimes I don't, but yeah. Those
Although,
are good.
I guess we like the... I guess because the other ones taste so artificial, with since pancakes are already kind of artificial... They taste good to us.
Yeah. Well, that is our podcast. So thank you, Henry, for being on the podcast with me. Thank you, William, for popping in for Treat Yourself.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us at Talk to Dad Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. We've got a website, talktodadpodcast.com, where you can get all of our episodes, even the ones that are no longer on iTunes. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, however you found us this time, you can find us again. If you want to help us out, one thing you can do is you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That's probably the best thing you can do for us. But anytime you subscribe, rate, or review us, that will help us get the word out and maybe hopefully we'll get some more listeners that way. We do this for fun and it's been a lot of fun and we will see you later. There's time for later. I regret.